No charges for six RPD officers in the death of a man during an arrest. How activists and the victim's family are pushing back today. Then, time is running out for the five people aboard the Titanic submersible. How Coast Guard units from North Carolina are now helping in the rescue.
Worsening conditions means a WRAL weather alert day has been issued for tomorrow. I'm timing out severe storms with the potential for tornado and flooding hour by hour.
Right now at 7, we are tracking the risk of severe weather for your Thursday. Let's just take a look at this radar here. See this line of big storms? Yeah, they're heading our way. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. There are three main threats that we're watching with this. One, flooding. The other is going to be the wind, which could be damaging. And at this point, we can't rule out a tornado. Meteorologist Mike Mays in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, timing out the storm risk and watching the tropics as well. A lot happening there, Mike.
Yes, it's another busy weather day for tomorrow, Dan. And it looks like afternoon and early evening is the time period that we'll watch out for storms. And it's a level one risk roughly from Raleigh south to Wilmington and down east toward the coast. Light shade of green, general thunderstorm category, not expecting severe weather. Damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, the potential out of our risk tomorrow. But I think a greater risk would come from flooding. It's a level 2 out of 4 where you see the yellow, and it encompasses the entire viewing area. With the big downpours coming in, they're likely to cause ponding of water on the roadways. Localized flooding will be the end result, so be aware of that. And this is the energy that will be shifting up into our area tomorrow. That, along with a warm front, that could create a little rotation to some of the thunderstorms. That's where the concern comes in for a tornado. So here's Futurecast 5 a.m. tomorrow. We see the showers and storms starting to build. By 9 o'clock, it looks like a little squall line is trying to form. And embedded with that, some damaging wind gusts, maybe a brief tornado. They're not going to be widespread. That's not a huge issue. That will race to the northeast. Behind it, a few scattered showers and perhaps some storms. That would contain some very heavy rainfall. And once we get past sunset tomorrow evening, it looks like the activity dies down. But perhaps another round of showers and storms on Friday. Now, switching over to the tropics, we're still watching Brett. It continues to intensify. Top winds at 65. Still not expected to become a hurricane, but continue to make its way into the Caribbean, encountering upper-level wind shear and dry air that will likely have the storm dissipate over the weekend. By Saturday afternoon, top winds at 45 and then dissipating as it goes. Coming up, we'll have a little bit better look at the second system. Also, the closer risk or closer look at the risk for severe weather tomorrow, Dan.
All right, Mike. Look forward to the details. Meantime, the risk of this severe weather is coming tomorrow, so please make sure you have the WRAL weather app. You can just take the radar with you anywhere you go. You also get news alerts right to your phone, and it's free to download.
Today, the Wake County District Attorney announced the officers involved in this man, Darrell Williams' death, will not be facing charges. Williams died in January after being hit with a taser multiple times outside a Raleigh sweepstakes parlor. District Attorney Lauren Freeman says the evidence does not support criminal charges. Activists and Williams' mother are pushing back.
That is a tragic situation, but there was no grounds for moving forward with a prosecution.
I was angry, you know, because I feel like my son didn't get his justice.
Activists with Emancipate NC said they're reaching out to the Department of Justice, hoping to get the federal government involved in this case.
New now at 7 o'clock, two people face charges after investigators say a 2-year-old child overdosed and is still in critical condition. The Moore County Sheriff's Office says Joey Palmer and Casey Holt are both charged with felony child abuse and several drug charges. Last week, the toddler was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Deputies then say they found fentanyl and marijuana at the home where the child was found. Both Palmer and Holt were both booked on $1.5 million bond. A man faces kidnapping and assault charges connected to an attack on a greenway back in April. Raleigh police saying 28-year-old Jeremy Pittman, who you just saw, strangled a woman on the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail. That's off of Lake Wheeler Road. They say it happened around 9:30 in the morning. NC State sent out a wolf alert as a result of this, and the person who reported that assault then gave officers a detailed description, which led them to Pittman.
There are about 12 hours worth of oxygen left inside the missing Titan submersible lost in the North Atlantic. The search is expanding, reaching depths of 2.5 miles. The Coast Guard tells me two planes out of the Elizabeth City Air Station are assisting in this search and rescue effort. There was a glimmer of hope when rescue crews heard repeated banging noises underwater, prompting a new focus in the search area. But so far, searchers have not been able to locate the vessel.
With respect to the noises specifically, we don't know what they are. to be frank with you. The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water. The good news is, what I can tell you is, we're searching in the area where the noises were detected, and we'll continue to do so.
And WRAL has confirmed that a UNC Wilmington research professor connected with OceanGate is safe and okay. This is Dr. Steve Ross. OceanGate says he's been chief scientist on submersible missions. When we spoke with Dr. Ross earlier this year, he told us that he has previously been on two trips to the Titanic.
Improving the flow of traffic on Capitol Boulevard. That is the goal of a new project's plans, ultimately turning it into a six-lane freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. However, some people living near this area where construction will get underway in the next couple of years have some concerns. WRAL's Julian Grace is live in Wake Forest outside of a hearing where the public can weigh in on some of the ideas they have when it comes to these plans. Julian.
Dan, we are here live outside Living Word Family Church. That public hearing starts at 7 o'clock, so people are inside there right now. They've been coming in and out. But Dan, I want to show you this. Look at this parking lot. It has been like this since about 4:30 today. People have been very eager to share their opinion. Let's take you inside and see what you can expect once you step inside. Now, once inside, residents will get a look at maps that show how improvements can ease congestion and keep traffic flowing. It's estimated that 32,000 to 65,000 vehicles travel this stretch daily. Now, the project would remove all traffic signals and driveway connections and improve existing interchanges. The first leg of construction will start between I-540 and Durant and Perry Creek Roads. Crews, though, won't break ground until 2025.
All I know is the traffic on Capitol, especially during rush hour and either way, it's terrible. It's just terrible. It's really frustrating.
How bad is it for you, the traffic on Capitol?
There is just a whole lot of waiting. I know at this point that I'm not going to get anywhere fast.
Dan, you can hear right there, residents are eager to get something done. This is what we're going to do. We're going to head inside for that public hearing, and we will have a live update later tonight at 10 and also 11.
A lot of people have been on Capitol on a busy night when you have to wait through the light more than once. We'll see, possibly, if one day it has no lights at all. Julian Grace, live in Wake Forest. Thanks, Julian.
Lawmakers say it is time to regulate the state's CBD industry. You know, CBD gummies and other products have been growing in popularity among high schoolers and college students. Under the measure passed today by a House committee, CBD shops, manufacturers, and distributors would need a license to operate in the state. It also bans sales to people under the age of 18. A local shop owner says she's concerned about how this bill will affect business, but does believe there needs to be more regulation.
I just hope that when they do go through the licensing process, if that's the direction that they take, that everyone gets a shot. Because I'm a small store, I'm owner-operated, and I don't have the resources that some other stores have.
The bill would also keep packaging childproof and make sure the products are what they say they are.
Still ahead, a domestic violence victim in our area is opening up about her story and encouraging others to come forward with theirs, as many situations like hers remain underreported. It's a story you'll only see here on WRAL. Plus, a closer look at a new effort to help fix the nursing shortage in our area. Coming up. Last year, more than 20,000 people were charged with misdemeanor assault on a female in North Carolina. About 16% of those cases resulted in a guilty plea or a conviction.
Investigators WRAL spoke with believe this is a vastly underreported crime for many reasons. The biggest one is fear. Tonight, WRAL's Amanda Lamb shares a powerful story of one Fayetteville woman who's determined to break the silence. It's a story you'll see only on WRAL.
One of the most difficult things that domestic violence victims have to do is face the people they have accused in a courtroom.
It's not understanding that there are felony matters.
When Ryan Stevens appeared in a Cumberland County courtroom for the first time, accused of assaulting his girlfriend, Jessica Ferreira, the mother of his six-month-old son, she was there.
Are you afraid of him?
Yes. Yes.
just seeing him in court today and just seeing the look on his face of just like, yes.
But it wasn't always this way.
So he was a sweetheart in the beginning, and he was very persistent, even when I was just like, no, I don't want this. No, I'm okay.
Charming.
Very.
After Ferreira got pregnant, things went downhill, and the couple separated. Ferreira says they were trying to co-parent their son, and that verbal harassment soon turned physical.
He grabbed me and threw me up against the wall, started grabbing me by my neck and by my face.
Their son was sleeping at the time.
And I was asking him to please stop continuously, and he wouldn't stop. And, you know, I started crying, and he got on top of me, and he pinned down his knees on top of my chest and my shoulders.
Ferreira says she could not get away.
I was trying to leave the apartment, and he would block me, and then he would tower over me and cock back his hand to, you know, to threaten to beat me up.
On three occasions in April, Ferreira called 911.
He tackled me and like picked me up and threw me on the couch, and then grabbed the phone out of my hand and saw that I was on the phone with 911 and hung up on them.
In May, Fayetteville police charged Stevens with multiple counts of assault, kidnapping, and communicating threats.
And Mr. Stevens, you have nothing to say, sir? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Stevens and his friend with the beard seen here in our video made it very clear that he did not want to speak with us.
Don't touch my camera.
Assault on a female, false imprisonment, communicating threats, interfering with 911, and misdemeanor stalking.
It's a lot of charges.
It's a lot of charges. Yes.
But it's not that unusual.
No.
Fayetteville Police Major Kelly Berg has investigated domestic violence cases throughout her career.
Getting someone to disclose, to open up, to leave, to remove themselves from the situation at the height of that trauma is very, very, very difficult.
Berg says victims are afraid of the abuser, afraid of losing their children and their livelihoods.
There's a myriad of reasons why it's underreported. And when law enforcement does get involved, it's usually at the height of the crisis.
Fayetteville police routinely check in with victims of domestic violence and offer them resources.
Sometimes it's planting the seed. Sometimes it's talking about safety planning.
Why is it so important for victims like yourself to come forward?
Because all of these other victims are scared to come forward. They're scared to speak their piece because they're afraid of what he's going to do, because they're unstable, because he's unstable. The abuser is unstable.
Jessica has found her voice and wants to use it to help other women find peace.
I'm coming into my confidence where it's okay to do this. It's okay to speak up and to fight for yourself.
We just have to keep reminding them that they don't deserve the abuse, be it physical, emotional, financial.
For Berg, it's ultimately about keeping victims safe.
I mean, that's success.
That's success.
Preventing death.
Preventing death, preventing the cycle of abuse.
Fayetteville police are handing out these cards with QR codes that victims can scan and find resources and get help. It's just one more tool in the fight against domestic violence. Amanda Lamb, WREL News.
Jessica had a lot of courage coming forward with her story. I hope it inspires others. Stevens is due back in court in August. He was previously convicted of assault on a female and interfering with a 911 call in 2012 and received probation. If you or someone you know is in a domestic violence situation and needs help, we have resources. They're on our website. Just find this story on WREL.com.
A new partnership looks to address the ongoing nursing shortage to improve our healthcare system. Durham Technical Community College and Duke University Health System, they're teaming up to address the staffing issue and to connect new graduates to employment opportunities. As part of this strategy, Duke clinical staff will teach at Durham Tech. Current students are excited to have those mentors at their school.
With this partnership, we're going to see them on campus, and they are available any time of the day to talk to. So that is what really, really sticks out to me, because it's great to talk to somebody who has the experience to share whatever that they go through with you.
Duke Health will provide some new equipment as well, such as ventilators and an anesthesia machine. Durham Tech will also create a new role specifically to connect Duke Health employees interested in taking classes at the college.
Firefighters keep making progress on the huge wildfire out near the North Carolina coast. This is a look at the scene today in Brunswick County near Wilmington. Crews have been able to contain 65% of the fire. That's actually a really good number. It's up from about 50% yesterday. The NC Forest Service reports grasses in that area are already starting to recover. The fire has burned over 15,000 acres. Thankfully, no one has been hurt and no buildings are damaged. Highway 12 between Hatteras and Frisco were closed for a brief time today while officials removed this boat. It ran aground on Sunday night. The National Park Service says four people were on board at the time. No one was hurt. The Park Service worked with the Coast Guard and boat owners to remove the vessel.
Velo Airlines, they have some new nonstop travel leaving from RDU. They have new routes now you can take to Manchester, New Hampshire, Cocoa Beach, Florida, and Wilmington, Delaware. Flights to each all start around $60 and will operate twice weekly. WRL meteorologist Mike Mays joining us now as we take a nice look outside.
Oh, yeah.
Fayetteville sure looks pretty, but man, it's been a rainy go these first couple of days of the week.
Yeah, but we got a little bit of a break today, even a little bit of sunshine coming out this afternoon, but it clouds back up tonight. Tomorrow will be mainly an overcast day with showers and storms. And the setup we've got going, we've had this upper level low for the past several days. Some of this energy is going to spin up here tomorrow. Plus, we have a warm front coming in, and I think that's going to be the catalyst to help develop some rotation in the atmosphere. That's where that tornado threat comes in, and it's a very low-end threat. So when we take a look at the scale from 2% to 60%, we are in a 2% risk. So I just want you to be aware, if you're sensitive about tornadoes, the likelihood of seeing something develop and something being strong is very small. Any tornadoes would be very brief and very, very weak, maybe one tornado warning, and that's about it. There's a better risk for some damaging winds, a 5% risk. So watch out for severe weather tomorrow. Make sure you have the WRAL weather app, have the notifications turned on. If there are any warnings in your neighborhood, you will be notified immediately. And of course, I'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon to let you know about it. So we've still seen some spotty light rain and drizzle about the area, overcast up to the north. It's been cool. Some thunderstorms down east. They are not coming our way. They'll continue to head to the north and to the northeast. And on the WRAL Live Cam Network, let's see if we can find any sun. We see the sunset in Clinton. Durham Bulls happy to see the game going on tonight. They tried and tried to get the game on last night, but it kept raining. Light rain just kept moving in. North Hills, you see the overcast there, and Apex got some clouds and a little bit of sun trying to peek through. 74 the high so far at RDU, and I think that's probably going to be it for the day. 74 Fayetteville. Today's the first full day of summer. Our normal high is 89. Sunset tonight's 8:35. That's the latest sunset time for us here in Raleigh, and the days will tend to get shorter and shorter until the autumnal equinox, when the sunset will be around 7:16. So let's check out what's happening in the tropics. We talked about Brad at the top of the newscast moving west at 15. This is what I've been calling soon to be Cindy, because the intensity models have it becoming a tropical storm within the next 48 hours or so. Continues to head to the west northwest. The tropical model plots continue to have it on the same path. If you've been with us all week, we've been showing the general motion to the west and northwest, and you're thinking, it could continue to go into the U.S. Don't think that's going to happen. The reason being, we've got a cold front coming into North Carolina on Monday, and it will be offshore by Wednesday. This is where the storm is expected to be on Wednesday, and it should kick the storm out. So I don't think there's any reason for it to come to North Carolina unless things change, and that's why we're here, to let you know if that will happen. So some light rain possible tonight, 68 for Raleigh, 70 in Fayetteville, and we should see some rain for the morning commute. Showers and storms tomorrow with our WRAL weather alert day. The prime period, what we're looking at now, is from lunchtime till probably about 6 o'clock in the evening. 78 for the high in Raleigh, 82 in Fayetteville. A lesser chance for rain on Friday, but still a chance for storms, 85. 88 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. If you've been missing the sun, you need to get your sun fixed. You need to sit by the pool. This weekend is the weekend to do it. With the warmer weather, only a 20 to 30% chance for storms. Our front comes in on Monday. It's hot ahead of it. And then behind it, it begins to cool down by Wednesday of next week.
Wednesday's looking a little more alluring than Saturday on that graphic there.
Me
but
too.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah. Hey, happy first day of summer, guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Feeling good.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Still ahead, one of the smallest additions at the North Carolina Zoo now has a name, thanks to the public's help. Details coming up. The FTC has filed a complaint claiming Amazon tricked customers into signing up for Prime.
Meantime, they've also, Prime Day has been released, the dates by Amazon. It's going to be July 11th and 12th. The sale typically offers some of the best deals and discounts early Prime Day deals kick off this week. Amazon will also offer discounts on select services, including Prime Video. We'll see what happens with that FTC complaint. Major recognition for a popular travel destination in our state.
The Blue Ridge Parkway ranks number 5 when it comes to the most popular summer road trips. Travel experts released the list based on data collected from TikTok. That's where we're getting our data from now.
Yes, sounds about right.
If you live in North Carolina, you likely know the scenic beauty of the parkway during any season. Route 66, which stretches through 8 states, ranked number 1.
It is gorgeous.
The Durham Bulls are playing at the Syracuse Mets tonight at the D-Bat.
There's some special guests at the game, the Budweiser Clydesdales, the famous horses making several stops in the Triangle. Tomorrow they will be at the North Hills Music Fest starting at 5:30 p.m. And the video, it's almost deceiving. I don't know if you've ever seen a Clydesdale in real life, but it is a massive animal.
It's huge. Yeah.
And it's bigger in real life than it even looks in this video. So check them out if you can. It's really cool. The baby giraffe at the North Carolina Zoo finally has a name.
Oh, look at this little one. More than 100,000 people voted, and the winning name, Fenn.
I like it.
The little guy, only a month old. This is video of his first steps. The name Fenn comes from the founders of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, Julian and Stephanie Fennessy.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's like that. I call that a party piece of information.
Yeah.
Did you know? Hey, do you have a middle schooler who loves math and science?
We want to meet them. North Carolina STEM Explorers, a children's program airing on WRAL this fall, is once again looking for kid hosts. Auditions take place here on the WRAL Studios campus between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Saturday. For more on the audition process or how to submit a video online, visit camproductionsnc.com. How cute is that?
I wish that I could be a part of this.
You think one of my six-year-old Haggerty boys would be able to?
I would love to see that.
My wife is actually pretty good at doing this whole TV thing. Maybe, who knows? Thanks for being with us tonight.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.